your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey everybody, Peter Zion here, coming to you from the Austin Airport. Yesterday, we talked about how California has found the new and a unique way to increase their energy insecurity along with increasing prices. And today, it's time to talk about the same topic in Texas. We're going to go with an electricity story today. There are three kind of mega grids in the United States. One that kind of roughly cuts down in front of the Rocky Line, separating east from west. And then something called ERCOT, which is Texas's Electricity Reliability Group, which is basically just Texas. And Texas has its own grid because it has a different philosophy when it comes to regulation from most others, and which is a fancy way of saying they like as little as possible. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they have no regulation, and that doesn't necessarily mean their approach is working. One of the big things we've seen in Texas in recent months and years was there's not a lot of depth or durability to the system, because unless there's a very clear economic rationale for doing something on a day-by-day basis, it typically isn't done, because there aren't going to be regulations about how long power can be offline for maintenance or redundancy in case of a storm. And Texas is a Gulf Coast country, and so when a hurricane comes through, like one did earlier this year and hit Houston, power is out for 2 to 3 weeks over much of the city. They have a much bigger problem coming up just around the corner now. There's something called a capacity market in Texas, and regulations that have been around for a while basically dissuade people from adding power to the grid unless that power is going to be used all the time. So there's a little bit of an ideological slant here, the idea being that solar never works at night. So if you can't pass on the cost to the end user because it can only be used half the time, you can only pass on part of the cost, then maybe we won't get as much solar. Solar is doing just fine in Texas, especially out west, where it's just a brilliant economic model. But this capacity market restriction has also restricted the Texans from building what are called peaker plants. Every day, there's a certain pattern where power is in higher or lower demand, and the smart people in the electricity market have figured out a way to ramp up production for those times. As a rule, and it's going to vary location by location, season to season, peak demand tends to be between 6 and 9 p.m. at night when people are coming home and getting dinner and watching TV, and then it tends to drop off a cliff around 10 a.m. It doesn't pick back up until people are waking up around 6 a.m. the next day. Well, in Texas, because of this capacity market thing, they don't build a lot of plants to generate power specifically for those windows. And I don't know if you've been to Texas, but it's a hot place. And so when you have peak demand from 6 to 9 p.m., everyone's running their AC full bore, and the peak is much stronger. You add in the erratic nature of weather in Texas, whether it's the Great Plains or the Gulf Coast or the interaction in between, and they have the most extreme variations between low and high. So if anyone needs a lot of peakers, it's going to be Texas, but the capacity market actually dissuades people from building those. So we are now in a situation where Texas has had 35 years of incredible industrial and population growth. And considering what needs to be done over the next few years, the industrial growth really needs to continue, but there's not enough electricity to power it, and the capacity market is now getting in the way. So we're probably going to get a Texas two-step of outcomes here. Number one, the Texans are going to have a series of rolling brown and blackouts as the power system fails. It's just not stable. And then second, the Texans will probably be asking the federal government to dissolve the seam that separates ERCOT from the rest of the country in order to import huge amounts of power from neighboring states. And in doing so, they're going to have to subject themselves to at least some degree of regulation from the federal government. The alternative is rolling brown and blackouts and the failure of the Texas industrial expansion model. So basically, the Texans are going to have to do something they really don't want to do. They're going to have to ask for help from Oklahoma.